Happy birthday to Aaron Wilson.
Thank you.
Do we have anything planned?
Dinner with my wife.
Dinner with the wife. Nice. Where are you taking her?
Figure that out. See what time I finish up here. Hopefully, nice quick.
Flowers? Oh, it's your birthday, isn't it? Flowers for you.
Flowers.
You've never gotten flowers for your wife before?
No, for me.
Oh.
She's gotten flowers a few times.
Should we interrupt the meeting?
Oh, that's right. They have the, where are they going to do the Players Association meeting?
I don't know. That's the first time we're hearing it. Let's go fast.
Tom Carter's here.
They could do it in off. They're going to do it in the offensive room. Okay. No problem. You're just making, sorry about that. You guys are all set?
You hit a ball, coach.
I just go where they tell me to go. I follow Kevin.
Whose birthday next Monday?
Whose birthday next Monday? Okay. To business, right? Let's see. Injuries. Just the guys we talked about last night are really the only things to speak of, I would say. Shockey. Same as last night. Ray, same as last night. Chris Canty has an MRI that we're waiting for on a groin strain. And, you know, we had the MRI on Art Brown but I with a pec strain, but he was out there on the walkthrough, so I don't know that there was anything issue there, but we'll find out here soon enough. And that's what I know at this point.
When it comes to young players, they tend to be emotionally a bit more up and down than a veteran. But with Marlon Brown's great start, is he taken to things in a more even-keeled way?
He seems to be. You know, he seems to be very even-keeled. You know, Marlon's done a nice job. He works hard every day. He's got a really good mentor in Torrey Smith. You know, he can see how Torrey's handled his success and the kind of approach Torrey takes to the job every day, and that probably benefits him.
John, with Ray Rice, he still didn't need an MRI. He has spoken enough about the knee.
Right. Correct.
John, can a guy play with a flexor strain? And I honestly don't know. Are you wondering whether he can play, or since he hasn't had an MRI, it appears that he can?
Well, yeah, that's the indication that it's not a anything that's really serious. They would be looking at it if they thought it was. So we'll just be day-to-day with him, you know. Ray's a guy, probably, you know, I'd probably lean toward resting him this week and then seeing how he looks this weekend, you know. And he's not going to need the practice to play in the game. But if he feels great, we'll put him out there. And if he doesn't, we'll probably, you know, rest him and get him ready to go Sunday if possible.
John, 23 dropbacks in the first half compared to only 7 rushes in the second half. The script was more flipping. You got closer to that balance. Even though it was only 2.8 yards per carry, the run game seemed to change things for you guys. Can you talk more about the balance that you provided in the second half?
We had more balance in the second half.
And how it had an effect on the team in a positive way?
It had a positive effect. I thought it was good. Specific question, be happy to answer, though.
Coach, defense gave up 49 points the first week. This week they were able to help hold the Cleveland Browns to only 2 field goals and the running back to 2.8 yards of carry. Your evaluation of looking at the tape of the defense?
Well, we didn't give up the big plays. You know, we tackled far better than we did the week before. The offense we played last week is further along than the offense we played this week. Certainly we understand that. So you have to take that into account as well. But we just improved in some areas that we needed to improve in, mainly in the back end. And yet, when you watch the tape, there's a lot of things that we still have to improve in. So it's a work in progress. I feel like we're under construction, but it's always that way, you know. And we just have to keep building on what we've done before and try to improve going forward.
John, you watched the tape of Matt Elam from yesterday. How did you evaluate that?
I thought he played really well. You know, he did what a young safety probably should do. He played to keep everything in front of him. There were some things that he probably could have played a little bit tighter at times. And yet, and younger guys probably would have made the mistake of playing it too tight sometimes. He played with a lot of maturity in that way, and it was good to see. He played well.
John, did Ray indicate when he got injured? Because it seemed like also maybe earlier in the game he might have got nicked up, but before he just went down. Or did he say anything about that?
I don't have that information.
Yeah.
the top of Gray, the guy from the Browns, Bill Taylor, he smacked him upside the head, and then he seemed to sort of suggest or intimate that maybe Ray had spit on him. Did you watch the tape, or did you talk to Ray about the incident?
I have not talked to Ray about it. It was brought to my attention. I watched it. I didn't see that on the tape.
It must look like a mouthpiece in, too.
Right. Yeah, I didn't see that on the tape at all.
Tough to spit.
Right. You want me to put a quote out there like that? Really? A birthday gift, right? Right.
John, how big of a lift did Tannehill provide the return game with Jacoby being out and just being able to handle both kickoffs and punt returns?
You know, Tannehill did a really nice job. Thanks. At the end of the game, I happened to be walking down the sideline, and somebody said something. I said, "Yeah, Tannen's playing great," and there was Tannen right there, you know. And it was kind of neat, but he really solidified us back there with Jacoby being out, and made the play, you know, to set up the score at the end of the game with a 30-yard punt return or whatever it was. We got the ball down there at the 42-yard line, I think, and took it in to score. Was just hugely valuable. There was more wind out there than you think, and it was blowing a little funny up there. And he had their guy had some short punts up into the wind there that were hanging a little bit. And Tannen's got great hands, handled them very smoothly. So it was good. It helped us.
It seemed like Jimmy Smith had a strong game yesterday too. Was that actually the case when you had a chance to go back and watch?
Yeah, Jimmy Smith had a very strong game. You know, he was he made two plays back to back there at the end where he got, you know, Pat PBUs and was pretty much one on one there against good receivers with good throws. That he got the ball out, which was just so big for us in getting that last stop.
And how big was he on special teams, too? Just a couple times yesterday, I noticed him covering the gunner on punt returns. It seemed like he played a key role in a couple of the punt returns there.
You know, we're in a situation right now, and if you notice that, in special teams where we're a little bit nicked up in different spots. And a lot of our guys have had to play a lot of special teams as well. Guys who are starting and doing things like that. James is starting on the punt team. Elon played pretty much in every phase. Michael Huff was out there in pretty much every phase. Jimmy, all the guys have done a good job with that. So that's a challenge, but they're stepping up. You don't hear a word. They love to play, but it's not easy.
John, is there any concern of the lack of production from the tight end so far through the games?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Those guys need to be a big part of what we're doing. They're fully capable of making catches. You know, Ed should be a big play guy up the seam, over routes, all those kind of things. We need to get Ed going. Billy made the catch on top of the linebackers, which was big for us. And you know, people consider Billy to be a blocker, which he does a great job of. But for him to be able to get downfield and make some plays like that's important. And then Dallas had a couple of big plays for us. Had a big third down conversion. But those guys, you're right. Those guys have to be a bigger part of what we're doing.
When you look at the film and you saw what many people considered drops yesterday, the Aaron Brown. The Marlon Brown, and also the Torrey Smith.
You mean the nine routes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you consider those drops or just tough balls to catch?
Yeah, I don't know. That's the NFL stats do not consider those drops, but those are balls we like to see caught. You know, those are balls that have been caught. I tell you what, those guys expect to make those plays. Torrey, he's been talking about it all day. You know, he feels like he should have made that catch, and he makes that catch 9 out of 10 times. And those are catches that we'd like to see Marlon make. You know, he's a big, tall receiver up the sideline. I felt like he slowed down a little bit. You know, felt like he kind of he gauged it a little more than he should have, rather than just running to the spot and beating the ball to the spot and going up and getting it. So that's probably an experience thing for him.
This week you might be facing another former player with Ed Reed if he plays. You've seen how teams have had game plan against him over the years. How is it going to be the one game planning against them?
It's going to be like it was for other teams, game planning against us in the past, I suppose. It'll be a different feeling. I'll let you know afterwards. You know, it'll be it's a little tougher because we haven't seen him on tape, so we really don't know how he fits into their defense. I think we'll have to assume that he's going to play. Would be surprised if he didn't play in this game. And we'll have to assume he's going to play the way he's played in the past. We'll have to fit him into their scheme, which in a lot of ways is similar to what we've done here. So it shouldn't be too hard to figure out where he's going to be. And just kind of envision him out there playing the way he played for us all those years.
John, a big miss by giving to Chris Ogbonaya. I don't know if it was a blown coverage
right.
or what. You know,
right.
Obviously, it was a game. Would have been a game-changing play had
right.
he completed it.
Right.
What did you guys see? What was your reaction when you saw that he was standing wide open?
Well, my first thought was, you know, I probably can't say it here with a microphone, live mic. And the second thought was relief. Third thought was, let's not call that defense again, you know. After looking at it on tape, I think it's something that we've got to look at, make sure that we have, scheme-wise, we have that thing lined up and anything like it in the future, because they found us with a nice little scheme there, and we've got to make sure we've got that sewn up next time.
Do you get a chance to talk to Joe Flacco today, and now that he's a little had a chance to go home and be with his wife and new baby, how is he doing?
Well, we did give Joe some time today to stay up there because of getting up there so late last night. So I just talked to him through text, and he seems pretty happy.
Curtis Stokley had a couple of nice catches on third down. Is he kind of developing into exactly what you envisioned when you brought him in here?
I hope so. It's that's such a hard question to answer, but you know, we have high hopes for Brandon as a third down chain mover, right? And that's what you're talking about. So if he can, he was that yesterday. And that's something that he made some huge plays for us. The thing I forgot to mention last night in the press conference, really probably the key to the whole second half was the third down conversions, right? What were we, 7 of 8? I ended up 50% for the day, larger than what took place in the second half. So if we can convert on third down, and even though they weren't all third and shorts because their run defense did a good job even, but as you guys are talking about, we stayed patient with the run game and then we converted on third down. So that's to have that type of a weapon is really important.
Just as far as Joe, I know his numbers through the first two games aren't exactly eye-popping, but it seems like maybe he's played a little bit better than the numbers would indicate, especially yesterday. Do you feel the same way?
The first game, Matt, for sure, because he had all the drops. You know, yesterday he played well to win the game. He made some throws, as you pointed out, that could have been game changers in the first half if we come up with those catches on the 9 routes. Then the second half, he converted the third downs. That was big. So I don't know if the numbers, as you said, they might not have been that, but they were pretty darn good, and they were good enough to win the game. I think he was about 95 quarterback rating, which isn't too bad. So we hope it gets better.
When you're evaluating the offense at this point, do you look at it as saying, you know, really a lot is going right, they just need to make plays, you know, when they have a chance in terms of these drops, balls, and whatnot?
That's part of it, yes. Making plays is a big part. You watch, when you look around the league, that's usually the difference. If you're doing all the other things to put yourself in position to win games, blocking and picking up blitzes and things like that. But we've got to do all those things better. We have playmakers, guys who are capable of doing it. So we just want to continue to see us build on that, yes.
Hey, John, I don't know if you're going to watch, but is there a rooting interest in tonight's game for you? Are you on one side more than the other?
You know, if there was, you'd probably get in big trouble if I said so, right? But there really isn't. You know, really, there is not. You know, maybe you get into the game. I'll get into the game like you guys will, and I'll start to feel a certain way and start pulling for a team. Usually I'm the kind of guy that pulls for a close game, you know, unless it's really something we need to have happen. But well, I'll be watching the Houston Texan tape. I'll have that up in the background probably and probably be distracted more than I should by checking that game out. So it'll be a fun thing to watch for all. That's not a bad idea. Would a tie help us?
Huh?
A tie would help us, wouldn't it? Okay. There you go. Duffy Daugherty, right? What do you say?
Kissing your sister.
Ties are like kissing your sister. Joe Plantania. 1966, Notre Dame. Very impressive, Joe.
10-10.
Amazing. 10-10. That's impressive. Jack Harbaugh knew that, right, Coach Harbaugh? Anything else you want to add to this?
Me?
This press conference? Yeah.
John, when you came out in the second half, first drive, I think it was 12 plays, you ran 9 of them. A bunch of those carries only went for 1 and 2 yards, but, you know, Pierce obviously broke a couple big ones and then scored on it. You mentioned the veteran offensive line, and they understand, but is it tough sort of to be patient with the run game when gains are 1 and 2 yards? Is it tough to kind of focus on the fact that you're wearing them down and setting up other things?
Yes, you know, and you're not always wearing them down. You know, sometimes they're just getting stronger. You know, you've got to gauge that a little bit. But we'd sure like runs to go for more than 1 or 2 yards. But I think we understand that sometimes that happens against a good defense. we've got we have to get better at everything, okay? So we've got to continue to build our pass protection, which did a nice job for the most part yesterday. They had a nice blitz package. Thought our assignments were really good on the blitz package stuff. The run game got better as the game went on. It was at its best at the end, right, when it was most important. So the fact that we were able to close the game out with our run game was really big. And that goes to your point, you know. So, but we've just got to continue to improve in every area. We are a work in progress. And run game, pass protection, making plays downfield, quarterback play, defense, special teams, the whole thing. You just got to work on everything at once.
John, you talk about a work in progress. Unfortunately, it's not like college where you can have a couple of teams to get prepared for later. Is this a tough schedule for a team like yours when you have Denver and then Houston in the first two out of three games? I realize it is what it is, but still.
Well, I was never in one of those programs as a college coach where we had that. You know, I was always the team they were playing, it seemed like, you know. So they were all tough. So maybe that was good training for the NFL, which every team faces that challenge. So that's just the way it is. Everybody you play is really good. Everybody you play has really good players. And anybody, you know, it's not like you're going to have two or three, if you're one of those top teams that you're talking about, you're going to have two or three really big games that you better be ready for. And the rest of them, you know, you're going to win. It's just not like that. And that's the beauty of the National Football League. I think that's why everybody loves the NFL. You know, it is so much fun to watch. And it's better. I like it better. I like coaching here better for that reason, because, you know, every week you have a chance, no matter who you're playing. You know, you have a chance to win. You have a chance to any team in this league can win the championship. You know, the team that plays the best will be the team that wins it in the end over the course of a long season, right?
John, can you talk about the confidence level that you have in Bernard Pierce, a guy that probably at this point last year many people really didn't know too much about, but right now, the confidence level right now?
Well, yeah, we've had confidence level in Bernard since really the day he got here and started practicing, because he showed what he's all about. He continues to get better. You know, one thing you may not have noticed was the pass protection. He stepped up on a couple inside pressures there and really did a great job of standing those linebackers up at the line of scrimmage. So he's becoming a complete back. And we're just very fortunate to have him on our team.
John, it seems like every week, you know, you guys, other teams are going up against these athletic tight ends. You know, you had two in the first 2 weeks of the season, and Owen Daniels is coming up. I mean, do you think the league's evolving to the point where you're pretty much going to see one of those guys week in and week out, so you have to be ready to stop him?
Yes. It's such a valuable weapon to have. And we talked about the question with our team. It's something we think we should have as well going forward the rest of the year. We have the guys to do it. But it seems like everybody's got a tight end that can make plays, you know, and those guys are big receiving threats. They can run. It's probably the latest evolution in this league. I mean, there's always been great tight ends, but I don't think everybody had one back then. We've got a pretty great one up there upstairs, right, you know. He reminds us of that. Well, he reminds us that he was a great tight end, as well as the fact that it's important.
John, as Matt kind of gets acclimated to being a starter now and playing full-time, yeah. What are some of the challenges for rookie safety? What are kind of some of the tougher things that you have to kind of get accustomed to?
Well, the biggest thing about safety, one of the biggest things is, you're in the middle of it. You know, you've got to tackle well. If you're not tackling well inside, people are going to run the ball on you. You're the last stop, so you've got to stay on top of different kind of passes and play action passes and things like that. I think it's a discipline oriented type position, and that's a little tougher for a younger guy who hasn't seen everything. And they'll be going after him with double moves and play action passes and things like that. He's gonna see a lot of challenging looks.
You get to see a lot of upside, obviously, because the way he's played so far.
Oh yeah. I mean, Matt, you know, we have a three safety rotation now that we feel very confident in, you know, and we've got some flexibility in Michael, because Michael Huff can play the nickel and he can play corner as well. So, and Matt can play the nickel. So, you know, Terrell's done a great job of moving those guys around and getting them ready in different spots, and I think we've got to build on that.
And Purnell was somebody that Suggs brought up yesterday during his meeting with the media, and I know Purnell has switched positions. He's in a reserve-type role, but what kind of contribution has he made through the first two games?
Well, if you notice, we didn't have to keep our outside backers on the field the whole time. So we were rotating Terrell in and out of the game. Dumervil rotated with Courtney. You know, Purnell was in the game for Terrell, played a lot of the rundown stuff, did a really good job. So the more guys you can play, the better off you're going to be at every position. You know, I think, you know, a couple guys played the whole game, but Darryl Smith was one guy, maybe one of the few guys that actually played every snap.
John,
John, if you get to the end of the week and you think you're going to have to rest Ray Rice, are you comfortable using a Juszczyk or Sean Drone? Or do you consider, do you change personnel or do you change your approach in the backfield?
Mm-hmm. To be determined. Yeah, we'll see. Thanks for asking, though.
Gotta try.
John, is that a good indicator for Arthur that he's able to do the walkthrough? And I saw, he wanted to go back in the game yesterday, so he was obviously feeling decent during the game after he suffered the injury.
Right. I mean, I don't want to draw any conclusion, you know, because I really don't know.
Now, you're talking about Arian Foster, a different tight runner than Trent Richardson, but kind of challenge he presents and what kind of test LB can you run defense again?
Well, this team, you know, we've played them a lot, you know, and we got drubbed down there last year. They present so many challenges. They've got so many good players. They do a great job with their schemes, all three phases, and they always play hard. You know, they're very physical. They got a lot of speed. They've got weapons everywhere. So it's just going to be a big challenge for us, you know, whether it's Arian Foster or Matt Schaub or Andre Johnson I mean, they got receivers everywhere. This kid from Clemson, Hopkins, we loved him coming out. You know, their offensive line is always very good and very well coached. Flip it over to defense, same thing. So we understand the challenge. We understand who's coming in here, and we'll be ready.
Is there anything you could take from the Denver Broncos game in week one with all the weapons they have and kind of extrapolate it to the Texans after all the weapons you just spoke about, how to defend them?
Well, yeah, all the best teams in this league, you know, the most explosive offensive teams in this league have that, you know, in common. So we've played against these kind of teams, and New England's been like that in the past too, so it'll be very similar that way.
John, another emotional week coming up. Ray Lewis coming back in honor to the Ring of Honor, and emotional for the players and for the fans. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, yeah, we'll all be. It'll be great to see Ray for us. You know, I don't know how emotional we'll be about that. We'll be emotional about. It's always there. You know, we'll be emotional about the game, and we'll feel great about Ray being here for that. It's a great honor, something that we'll all take pride in. You know, and you know, maybe Ray will be ready to give us a little fire up talk. We'll be looking for that as well. But you could feel it with the at the beginning of the game when we came out before the inductions, the coaches sneak out up on the sideline, that back door there. And so we were out before the players were out, and it was just kind of wrapping up the festivities with the banner and everything. And I'll admit, you know, it was a little emotional. It really was. It was something that it kind of grabs you a little bit. And you could just feel the energy in the building. It was amazing. And it means something. It really does. It's something, you know, you can't let it distract you, but at the same time, it's a pretty powerful thing.
All right.
All right, great. Thanks.